Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Memchet. And we are holding up Mem Zayin Amud Beit, and I think it's probably worthwhile for us to review the sugya again to get back into it. So let's start, because this basically gives us the framework for our daf as it's coming. So we had in the Braita before a whole discussion of what needs to be done. You know, what kind of water you need for tefillah, and so on and so forth, and Kabbalah's own mitzvahs. And we said, Echad ger v'echad eved meshuchrar. We didn't think about that too much at the time, but what it seemed to be saying is, as the first big line in Amud Beis said yesterday, the Kasal Kedakta for Kabbalah, love all mitzvot. When we said that a ger is no, an eved meshuchrar is no different than a ger, we assumed that that meant that he needs to be makabel ol mitzvot again, when we're meshachrim him, just as if he were a normal ger, because now he's coming completely into Kedushas Yisrael, and initially, when he was makabel mitzvot as an eved, there was an element of coercion that was involved in it. So because of that, we want him to be makabel mitzvot again as part of the gerut. The problem is that the Braita, another Braita, says befirush for aminu, when is all of this din of Kabbalat mitzvot said after with a ger? But with an eved meshuchrar, ein sarich lekabel. He does not require Kabbalat mitzvot. How do you explain that contradiction? Omer of Sheshet, I explain it by saying it's a machloket, as both contradictions are. Lo kasha harav Yishmin ben Elazar or Rabbanana. We know that there are two shitot like this. Where do we get the two shitot? Dafke from the din of Yifat Torah. Where over there it says that in order for a person to marry the Yifat Torah that he captured in war, she has to go through this whole massive exercise uvachta ataviya vetima yerach yamim, this whole psychological process of loosening her ties to her family, to her nation, to her belief systems that we'll see later on. And it seems that there's no way to shorten the process. Says the bright and not true. There is a way to shorten the process. Because, first of all, obviously, you don't need this process if she herself wants to become a diyaret. So if she says she wants to be kabbal all mitzvahs, why should we push it off? That's what she should have to cut her nails and her hair and be boktas of diyaret. Normal diyaret. The fact that she was captured in war means that she can't be kabbal mitzvahs. So if she was kibbal all mitzvahs, Umutar Babiyan, at that point she's a Giyoret, and you're allowed to marry a Giyoret.
And all the din of Eishes
Torah. Yifat Torah is only where you're taking her without her desire to be a Giyoret. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says even more than that. What if she doesn't want to become a Giyoret? So the whole mechanism is in the Torah is talking about where you're not looking for shortcuts, as you want to turn her into a normal giyoret, which she's not ready for. So she requires all of this psychological coming to terms. But even if she wasn't makabel, you still have other mechanisms. The other mechanisms are you could treat her as a captured shivcha, right? So then you could be kofa, you force her to be your shivcha. And in order to do that, you put her into the mikveh l'shem shifchut, as we saw earlier. And then you can be meshachra her, by being chozer matbila l'shem shichrur. And then you're meshachra her, even if she doesn't want to be, if she wants to be a makabel, then he's not going to be more machmer than the rabbanan. This is talking about she doesn't want to be makabel. You see that he says that you don't need a second kabbalah b'shat tefillah. Right, so apparently that's the machlokas. The Rabbanan said no. There's no shortcut unless she wants the shortcut. Whereas according to Shimon ben Elazar, there's always a shortcut. The shortcut being that you do not require kabbalat ol mitzvot when you're meshachar an eved or a shivcha.
She wouldn't necessarily have to marry you, according to
Amar Rava. My taima, the Reb Shimon ben Elazar. I mean, we're talking about over here, obviously, that they've agreed to marry him. Otherwise, it'd be a little bit silly for him if he's trying to force her to marry. But the whole thing wouldn't work. Amar Rava, my taima, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Where does Reb Shimon ben Elazar get the idea that it is not necessary to have a kabbalas ol mitzvahs at the time of shichrur? So we find in terms of the dinim of achilat korban pesach. But it says over there, v'chol eved ish miknat kesev umaltaoto v'az yochalbo. We have a major machlokas when it says you have to be mal and eved, and then he can eat, who is he? That's a big machlokas of Gemara. Whether he, that's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, does he mean the eved can eat, or does he mean the adam can eat? Only if he's mal as avodim, which would mean that milat avadav is ma'akavto milechol b'korban pesach. Fine. Let's ignore for a moment what the meaning of he is. But right now, what bothers us is the word ish. What does that mean, kol eved ish? Is there a difference between an eved of an ish or an eved of an isha? I mean, how would there be such a difference? So is that what he's trying to say? An eved ish requires mila, but an eved of an isha doesn't? I mean, why would there be an afkamina la'alocha? Ela, eved ish. Now the truth is, this is a little bit tricky, because there could very well be a big nafkamina la'alocha. Namely, that if it's a reference to the owner, then if the owner isn't chayev in mila, so what does he care if it's avonim? She care. The owner here is a she. So if she doesn't have to be nimolet, so maybe it would not be ma'akev her from eating. It makes sense. But mila is not ma'akev a woman from eating. It can only ma'akev a man from eating. And in fact, there are those rishonim who say that. According to which the Gemara makes no sense. This is the Rambam. According to that, so what's the Gemara saying? Yes, exactly what it means. Eved ish v'lo eved isha. It's a lechora. I mean, if you're going to learn that, you'd have to say that it's going according to the Mandi Omar, which is why I mentioned it earlier. It's going according to Mandi Omar, who says Dafka the Eved himself can't eat. And over there, it really doesn't make sense. It says an afkamina between an Eved Isha and an Eved Isha. So assuming that, then we can get away even with this. Otherwise, we'll have to deal with that question in other ways. Therefore, Tainas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliezer, ben Elazar, because the meaning is Eved Ish Hatamal, Eved Ish Hatamal Bal Korcho, the Iatamal Ben Ish Bal Korcho. What it means is this, that an Eved and only an Eved, who is an Ish, meaning that he's an adult, normally anything that is going to apply to an adult has to be done midaita. But since over here it says malta to means it's up to you, so you can go and be mal him. However, even Baal Korcho, we'll see that that's not so poshut what Baal Korcho means. We'll see today later on. But the idea over here is that even though he's a gadol, you could be malta to. But if a ger is coming to be mitgayer, he's got a family of kids. Some of his kids have already reached puberty. Okay, what the heck? You know, I'm going to take my 13-year-old. He's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to make him a ger. The whole family's becoming Jewish. You know, I mean, all the other kids, the 5-year-old, the 8-year-old, I'm going to take the 13-year-old. No, you cannot. Iatamal ben ish dal korcho. You cannot take the son of somebody who's coming to be a ger and be mal him dal korcho. So you'd have to have his acquiescence. And obviously, that implies that Bumaltato means Baal Korcho, because otherwise it's nonsense. You can't take the child. If the child wants to be a ger, no, he's not accepted. And that's absurd. So Bumaltato, if it means he wants Mila, what, you can't be Mal? A 13-year-old, you can't be Mal. What does that mean? Therefore, must be Baal Korcho. So the person basically supports this interpretation in both directions. Bumaltato must mean Baal Korcho, and therefore it's telling me Eved, who is an ish, not Eved of an ish. Eved, who is an ish, you could even be mal bal korcho, despite the fact that you would much rather not get into this mess. But you cannot, as a family, have a ger insist on bringing along his children if the child has already reached puberty. Right?
Without his agreement,
exactly.
And younger children under?
It's a major, beautiful sugya, but it's a little bit too broad for us. Some of the most, I would say, cute and sweet discussions of the Achronim, you know, in the kind of Torah that they spread around and they, you know, that they talk about a lot, is it's really chaps. There's chaps in this, So a lot of question. Because there's some brewing. I'm afraid I'm going to get carried away if I start talking about it. So let's put it off, and we'll see if we have any time afterwards. I don't want to keep you short. Okay, then fine. Anyway, so over here, it seems therefore that there's no problem. That's Rukshana was the shita. Rabbanan, what's the shita Rabbanan? Omar Ula, the Rabbanan say on the contrary. What it's saying is that it's comparing the Eved to the Ish. Kishem Shiata Mal Ben Ish Bal Korcho. Look, it's obvious you cannot force a goy to become a Jew. So Kachiata Mal Eved Ish Bal Korcho. You cannot force a person to become an Eved Bal Korcho either. Okay, if that's the case, then there's obviously a machlokas. You're not understanding the pasuk. We're going to get into a little bit more later, but that would explain the two brayot. Otherwise, it would be a steer. This is Reb Sheshes, his approach to the contradiction in the brayot. So, what do you do now with the pasuk of Kol Eved Ish according to the Rabbana? That come and tell you something else. Eved Ish means it has to be an Eved that is legally owned. How about if an Eved isn't legally owned? How would an Eved not be legally owned? Somebody's mafkir, the Eved. So if he's mafkir, you could take off your rishos from things that you own. Yeah.
So something I have him illegally is that nobody owns him.
Nobody owns him. But now the question is,
himself?
One moment. So if nobody owns him, what happens to him? Oh, so it's Taina Shmuel, but that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. The Yomar Shmuel, Hamafkir Avdoi, Yatzal Lechirut. Once he's not an Eved Ish, there's nothing else that is required. Because he was Kenes Atzman. The only thing that was preventing his Kinyonim was the fact that somebody owned him. But in this case, nobody else owns him. Such an Eved wouldn't even require Get Shichur.
Isn't the owner the guy who is Meshachver?
He gave him a lot. Kol Eved Ish Miknat Kesev Davka Eved Ish Velo Eved Ish. That's ridiculous. Ella, and this is the alternative explanation, not my Shimon Elazar. Eved Ish means Eved of an individual owns him. Sheish L'Rishut Rabo Alav. That's called an Eved. If the other cannot assert his Rishus over him because he's been mafkir and no longer has any legal rights, so then he doesn't have a din of an Eved. He's not called an Eved. Is therefore, by definition, not an Eved. This is Reb Sheshes' approach. Look, Reb Sheshes builds on the strength of this machloket here in the pasuk. He builds a thesis that there's a machloket in general about the din of Kabbalah's own mitzvahs when you're meshachar an Eved, based on the sugya of Yifas Tar. Reb Papa says that is much too much of a leap. You do not see that because Yifas Tar is a unique situation. Matki Flar of Papa. Just because the Rabbanan said by Yifas Tar that you do not have an option without a desire for Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs to be Meshachrer without Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs and then automatically have a Geirut, that doesn't prove that in a normal case of an Eved that you would need a second Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot on the Shichur. For heaven's sakes, but think about the situation here. The situation of the Yifas Tar is wartime. This woman has never lived in your home, has never had the opportunity to act out as a shifcha what it would be to live with a chiyav of mitzvahs. So we've never seen her, nor has she ever been exposed to normal life with mitzvahs. So to say that, well, obviously you can't just be mashachar her and make her Jewish, well, obviously, I mean, what does being made Jewish would mean there? All it would mean is that Jews are interested in sex. Well, what else would it mean? The guy turns me into an Eved, gives me, it puts me into a pool, you know, and now I suppose he's, you know, baptized me with a little bit of water on my forehead, you know. Now you're Kodesh, now we're man and wife. Thank you. Of course you would need Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. It's the context. It's absurd. But you're talking about a case where a guy's been an Eved for however long, whatever, a month, a year, 10 years, and now you're being Bishachrim, and now you're going to say, well, I mean, you need, therefore, to have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs because he doesn't know anything. Well, what are you talking about? The guy's a bookie, Godel, he knows all of the Dinin, Tuma, Taira, Kashrus, no, milk, it's flesh, it's Ben Yemen, not Ben Yemen, he needs Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. What do you need Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs for? So therefore, Matke for Rapapa, Ema de Shamet al Rabbana, Yefasteya. Yefasteya is no Shaykh is the mitzvah. She's never seen mitzvahs. De lo Shaykh be mitzvot. An Eved who's been living as a Jew in your home, why would we need, even according to Rabbana, maybe Okinami, the Rabbana would also be made up. And listen here, I'm not making this up. The Tanya, Echad Ger, the Echad Lokeach Eved Minovik Achavim, Tzorach L'Kaba. What does it say over here? whether somebody's a ger or somebody is being transferred in the ownership. He was an eved for goyim his whole life, and now a Jew is buying him. No, okay, so you see that there is where you need sort of a kapel. But if you're buying him from another Jew, he doesn't need to be Makabah because he's already used to what it means that he was living as a Jew all these years. Now I'm asking you, who's the author of the Shita? According to you, Reb Sheshi, explain to me. Who is it? Reb Shimon Elazar? Reb Shimon Elazar says, you never need to be Kapol on Makabah or Mitzvahs when you're Meshachra. He's the one who says, even if you fast. So he says, it's got to be the Rabbanan. So why the Rabbanan stressing Halokeach Eved Mina Akum? Because the Rabbanan agree with what I just said. Shema Mina the Lokeach Mina Ovid Kechavim only where he hasn't been exposed to mitzvahs Tzarech L'Kabel. Ava Lokeach Mi Yisrael ain't Tzarech L'Kabel. So therefore your teretz is useless. Oh, so Rav Papa, so what is the teretz? I mean, we have a contradiction in our brain. How do you explain it? So L'Kasha, here it says Echad Ger, V'Echad Eved Mishukhrar. And over there, it says exactly the opposite. It says that you do not need it. Raminu, we said, right? But not with the Devin Mishra. Answers for Papa. The whole point was a mistake in the first place. When it said, Echad Ger V'Echad Eved Mishra, which you took to mean the whole nine yards. Mazir that the tefillah should be the same mitzvahs and so on. No. It was the last piece that the nida, the mayim shanida, the tefillahs, that these are the ones that require tefillah. Was saying you need tefillah. What does that have to do with kabbalas mitzvahs? The fact that the man is now being nichnas into a getter of higher kedusha because now he's becoming a yisrael kosher. And that's always associated with an act of tefillah that makes you, is an expression of the concept of a new madriga.
When he became an eved,
he also had tefillah, but that was tefillah for avdus. But Kabbalah, why would we need a new Kabbalah? So therefore, Kitanya Hili and tefillah Tanya, that brighta is not a contradiction at all. It means that you need tefillah. Nobody disagreed about whether you need tefillah. They were disagreeing as to whether you need Kabbalah's or mitzvahs. That's what they were saying. Ten Rabbah. Getting, once we already mentioned the Yifas Torah, let's get into that a little bit. So, it says over there, the Gilchat, Rosha, the Asta et Sipar. Now, exactly what do you mean, the Asta? You know, I mean, when nowadays a woman says, I'm going to do my nails, she means, what, you know, she means 500 shekels. I mean, that's what she means. So, what's Vasta?
That's
mine. So, what's Vasta Tzipar Neah? So, Rabbi Eliezer says, Asta Tzipar Neah means to take off her nails. To quotes. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It means that she should be Magdil Tziporneha. And the Machlokas is like this. Rabbi Eliezer says, Asiya. It says Asiya Barosh, right? This is the same Lashon. It tells you something, not here, but we'll see we use it there. In other words, it doesn't mean the Lashon, but it means it says to do something. What does it say to do something? It says, so basically what this means is, that we're inducing her here, right? Inducting her, rather, into the army. What do? You're inducting someone into yeshiva, into the Marines.
Cut their hair.
You cut their hair. You cut their hair, cut their nails, take them down, strip them down to the basics, you know? Now let's see you get stuck up on us, you know? We're going to remake you into a few good men. All right, fine. But that's the idea, is that she should not have any connection to the past. It's a new beginning. That's my idea, says Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, just like it meant by the hair, taking the hair off, when it talks about the nails, it means taking the nails off.
Trimming them, not really.
Taking them down to, you know, they shouldn't be sticking out. And Rebbe Akiva says, Nemra Asiya Barosh. You're right, it does say Asiya Barosh. Would you think that it's pretty to give a woman a baldy? No. So I'm saying that's the point. The point is, to let him see her as she really is, you know? Or others learn, this was what it was that she used to seduce the guy in war. Her beautiful hair, her gorgeous, you know, purple nails, all fancy. Let him see what she's really like. Okay, so what she's really like is she's a witch with her nails, you know, and she's bald under all of that hair What is it? You know, so she puts on a sheitel. That's going to make and induce him to sleep with her. So over there, it's nevel. So I've got nevel. The idea of the tzipor naim is that she should look disgusting, ultimately. The raya ledivrei Rabbi Eliezer, a proof that Rabbi Eliezer is right, that asiyah means the ha'avara, is Mipi Boshet Ben Shaul. Because it says, Mipi Boshet Ben Shaul, where he went down to greet David. This was after David was coming back from the rebellion of his son. So it says, he was Yard Likrat HaMelech, Lo Asa Raglav, Velo Asa Sifamo. So it says he didn't do his feet. Rashi learns over didn't do his feet means that he didn't clip his nails. And the Lo Asa Sifamo is the same thing. That he didn't shave his mustache. He looked like a slob. I said that was the whole question that David interpreted it one way, and he was saying that he was an avel on what David was going through, and David was thinking that he was upset that he was coming back because that's what the lashon hara that he had been makabel. That's the whole sugya that he was really on hoping that David would never come back, and then Shaul would end up that Beit Shaul would be able to get back in whatever, but not our sugya. Anyway, this is what Rashi learns. Here. Yeah, you need a little work on his tummy muscles.
I don't want to
hurt my hand.
Exactly.
Sounds
good. No, I thought we'd be up here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kas v'shal. Yeah. So, okay, this is what Rashi says here. Elsewhere, Rashi learns, and here also Tosfos brings, that lo asaraglav means he didn't cut his pubic hair. Mm-hmm. So here, I don't know how David would know he didn't cut his pubic hair is beyond me. I mean, unless he was going around with a bikini. But in any event, he didn't look like he had been caring for his personal appearance, which doesn't mean that necessarily you're allowed to cut your pubic hair. But Tosfos says maybe that was an Isser Derabanan afterwards because it's similar to womanly type of activity. Or there might be a difference. You're not allowed to cut entirely the way a woman would cut her hair, which is with a razor, but maybe you can at least trim your beautiful pubic hair or whatever. A little bit strange to us from a Western perspective, I think. But I think it's pretty common today. Also, they do this kind of stuff.
Only in Lakewood, I think.
No, seriously. Lakewood, the women do these waxers, these Japanese waxers. I mean, it's beyond belief. They become Amish, Kechelik, Menagoyim, but all right. So anyway, so over there would mean Asiya. In that sense, others learn Asiya means the sense of washing his feet. He didn't clean his feet. He looked messy because he had been in a state of avilut. Whatever the case is, but we definitely see that it means Havara. Fine. And so therefore, the simplest meaning is lo asas famo. There definitely means not to be Megale. Tanarabam. Once we've already brought up the Eishes Yifas Toar, where it says Uvavta, Taviyah, Vetima, the Machlokas, who that refers to. Rabbi Eliezer says it means literally Aviyah v'Ima. It's a psychological issue. And Aviyah means Aviyah Mama. Ima means Ima Mama. And because of the war, she's being ripped away from her family. She requires time for psychologically getting into shape, and you cannot take advantage of her during that period. And in order for her to be a Yefas Toar, she has to grow back into herself. Ramban even suggests, based on this, Ramban and Chumash, suggests that maybe this psychological accommodation is part of the process of Gerut always. You always have to take into consideration that there's this period in which the person is being torn out of their background. Rabbi Akiva Omer.
Ramban.
Yeah. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Aviyah v'ima is not a reference to people. Aviyah v'ima is a reference to a deeper psychological connection. And it's talking about her nationality and belief system. So it's a reference to Avodat Kochavim. V'chein Omer omrim la'etz aviyata. So here it says, they say, you are our father, to a piece of wood, and you are our mother, v'la'even, atyulinitani, to a stone, you know, oh, Mother Mary, you know, a piece of stone, and this is Mother Mary. You are the one who gave birth to me. It sounds mad, but the impact on the person's psychology is enormous. And because of that, you require all of this time. Tosef suggests could be there's a local amice distinction. Because it could be that according to Rabbi Eliezer, what if she's an orphan? She grew up in an orphanage, so she's going to be bachta et aviyah v'et imah, that she's not going to be bachta. Okay, so over there maybe there wouldn't be a din of this Yerach Yamim. Fine. Anyway, and then when it says Yerach, what is it? How long is a Yerach Yamim? So Yerach means, as he usually does, a month, Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, this is Tish'im Yom, because look, Yerach itself would have been Shloshim, right? But Yamim, also, what do you have to add? Yerach, that's for a month. That's not clear. So Yerach Yamim, you mean Yerach plus additional Yamim, which the only Yamim given were Shloshim. So that's 60. Then it says, V'acharke. Obviously, V'acharke. I mean, well, you can't do it before. So V'acharke is extra to tell me yet another Shloshim. Matki Floravina, how do you know Acharkin is another Shloshim? Why doesn't Acharkin refer to after the above? Acharkin, after the above being 60 days. So double that, 120 days. So Matki Floravina, Ema Yerach Shloshim, Yamim Shloshim. And then Acharkin means as the first number, Kehani, also 60 days. Okay, Kasha, that's a problem. Anyway, getting back to our issue, which is Avadim, the relationship of this Baal Korcho to Eved, and the din of Mila on an Eved, which is linked to his willingness to be Mekayim mitzvahs. Now, I mean, what if the guy says, I'm not interested in your mitzvahs. I don't want to be Jewish. I don't want this Mila business. It hurts. Yeah.
Beginning of being an Eved.
Yeah, you're buying him. It said over there, Lokeach Eved, he has to be Makabo. What if he doesn't want to be Makabo? You can't force a person to be Makabo. What are you going to do? Makabo. So what's the din over there? So it's a Machlokes. Ten Rabbanan. Mekayimim avadim she'inam emalim. You're allowed to keep these avadim around, even though they weren't dimo. So says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, no, ein mekayim. You're not allowed to. Either they go through this process, or you have to sell them to a guy. Omale Rabbi Shmuel, how can you say that you can't have in your rishos an eved who wasn't nimo if it's against a pasuk? The pasuk says v'yinafesh ben amatecha, and as we're going to see later on, that is a reference specifically to an eved who does not have mila, the son of your am. We'll see how we know that, but let's assume it for a minute. So there'll never be such a case. Here it's saying on Shabbos, Esfi v'yinafesh ben amatecha. How would it have to be v'yinafesh ben amatecha? It must be that you're allowed to have him, says Rabbi Akiva. No, it's talking about you bought this Eved a minute before Shabbos. The Mayo couldn't show up. So you're stuck with him on Shabbos. And what are you going to do? The Pasuk is saying v'yinafesh ben amatecha.
Everybody needs a Shabbos going.
It's a shiloh, no?
Yes.
Velo, he says, it's a big shiloh. It's a very big shiloh, because in the opposite, there was a whole scandal here in Yerushalayim. It's a big scandal. It was this really very, very fine gear that he had gone to the Beit Din and said it. He had accepted his gerut. They gave him a bris. And as the halacha requires, he has to get completely better before your tithe one. So by Shabbos, he hadn't been better yet. So he was malvalo tova. So 5 minutes before Shabbos, one of the members of the Beis Din, Lemu, writes, sends a shliach that he has to be makal Shabbos because the ger that was malvalo tova doesn't have a din of a Jew yet. So it's nothing. So then he's going to keep Shabbos. He's going to be chayv mises. How come we keep Shabbos? The poor guy was crying. He was miserable. I have to. What can I do? The rav said I'd be mechal Shabbos, and he went to be mechal Shabbos. The word gets out, and it is a scandal. Whoever heard of such a thing that a ger in the middle of the prada that he's bechoyim to be mechal Shabbos after it was nikmas lebris? Shabbos is a bris, and he was a mekabel bris. You're saying it's insane. It became one of the biggest. It was terrible. And it turns out there's major, major shilas, because obviously he felt awful. He sent shilas to all the big day. Well, you know, did I do the right thing? Did I not do the right thing? Turns out there's a Zohar, it says Beferish, but there's a special relationship to Shabbos with a ger that hasn't yet been. it's unbelievable. Anyway, so it's not a small issue.
What kind of Jew would be so concerned with what his rabbi says?
Again.
Yes. No, yeah.
But also, wear 16 out of an Eruv because
yeah, but that's cool Shabbos. Whatever it is. Yeah, but it's still a cool
Shabbos.
No, he's saying a chop. He said because it's very good, but it would still be good.
What does
cool
Shabbos mean? The Pharisees or the
Mamash? No, you just shouldn't keep Shabbos. He didn't come up with your cup. But it's still be Derek Levisha. Anyway, so by the way, I understand the entire discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is taking for granted that for sure the meaning of Vayinafesh ben Amatecha is talking about an Eved Oro. I understand, where do we get that from? That everybody's made it. Is be'eved arela katuv medaber. What? My mashma. Ah, it's a brayta, and everybody knew the brayta, and that's why they accepted it. It says v'nafesh ben amatecha. Says the brayta be'eved arela katuv medaber. Ataom er be'eved arela. What makes you think that? Maybe it's talking about an eved mahul. Aha. But since we have a completely different pasuk, v'yom hashvi'i shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha atovin chavitecha avdecha v'yamatecha v'shorecha, etc., etc., what is avdecha over there? That's already the normal eved, right? So harei eved mohul amur amani mekayim nefesh ben amatecha, that's referring to an eved ora. That's a reference to obviously this case. Therefore it's a problem. According to Rabbi Akiva, you never have such a case. And then the continuation of the pasuk, v'yinafesh ben amatecha v'hager. What is a ger supposed to mean? I mean, a ger is a Jew like anybody else. I mean, a pasuk to tell me a ger? No. This refers to a ger toshav. A ger toshav? A tomer is a ger toshav. Maybe it's a ger tzedek. What do you mean, a ger tzedek? It says v'ger chashe b'sharecha. That's a ger tzedek. Obviously, is part of the. That's the other pasuk. Over here, Zeger Toshav. Now Rashi has the most incredible explanation that a Ger Toshav, since he was Makabal on himself not to be Eved Avodat Kochavim, which is how he's allowed to remain in Eretz Yisrael, and since Shabbos is the equivalent of Avodat Kochavim, so he has to be Shomer Shabbos. Tainus Tessus, that's crazy. The whole thing of a Ger Toshav is they keep Shabbos Mitzvahs Ben Noach. Now you're not going to tell me every Ben Noach has to keep Shabbos because on the contrary, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So then that would mean that there's a Kabbalah, a new Kabbalah Smitzvah. It's like, Toshav, who ever heard of such a thing? Like, how could it possibly mean that? So therefore, Tosfos learns Kipshuto. The Ger Toshav cannot be asked to do Malacha for Yisrael. So if he's working for you, you have to make sure that he keeps Shabbos vis-a-vis your things. Okay, in any event, back to our sugya. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Alokeach Eved ben Ovik Kochavim V'lora Tzalamu. Suppose the guy refuses to get a bris, right? So you have a right to be megalgalimo achnei masar chodesh. For a year, you can keep him around, and keep arguing with him, giving him another opportunity and so on. You know, you don't like it here. I know you're not going to be mal. I'm going to have to sell you to so-and-so, you know. If he's still not mal after Yud Beis Chodesh, then chozer u'mochro lo de kochavim. And he has some to go. So the Rabbonim and the Beis HaMedrash, Tainit Rav Papa, this must be not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said, there's no such thing. You're not allowed to keep him. The only case Rabbi Akiva came up with is you bought him a minute before Shabbos, you couldn't get him oil, right? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, Omar ein mekayim, Omar l'Rav Papa, no. You could work out a filotem in Rabbi Akiva. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, it works. Because over here, we're talking about hanimil echad lo paska l'milte. Aval echad paska l'milte paska. That's big machlokes in what paske lemilte. Rashi learns paske lemilte means that he had been mafsik his akum status, because originally he had been mekayim on himself, and he said yeah okay, and then he got scared. You know, now I don't want to go through with it, right? But as long as he was initially mekabel, so you continue working with him to get over it. You know, maybe that's the pshat. Another pshat that he brings paske lemilte means that he says, I ain't ever going to go through with this. I'm not interested in getting this milah. But if he didn't say pas, he said, listen, I'm scared, you know, let's do it tomorrow. And it keeps putting you off. Then you can argue with him. You know, for 12 months, you can go ahead and you can believe maybe something's going to come and say something. Others learn just the opposite. that it's only where he had initially accepted that you're not allowed to be mashed a mitzvah. But if he had never initially, and you were pasuk with him not to be mal at all, you're not mechayev him bal korcho to be nimo. And over there you have 12 months until he accepts. Okay, we'll see all of this as we continue on in this sugya. So if he was pasuk, he'll take pasuk. To which Rav Kahana says, well, I said that over to Rav Zvi Minardo, how Rav Papa was explaining it, and he said to me, that's crazy. Because if that's true, then why was Rabbi Akiva stuck with the question that Rabbi Shmuel asked him, what do you do with the Vayinafesh Ben Amatecha? And he says, oh, it's talking about a case we have bought a minute before Shabbos. What do you mean? It's got a whole year. If that's the case, was Lo Paskin built there, Paskin, depending which case you learn. But in any event, it's possible to find a case and leave it to Rabbi Akiva. A simple case. What does he have to say? A case wouldn't have a chance for 1 minute to do a milah. So he also came to Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva answered him, and he said, nah, that's not a problem, Rabbi Shmuel, please. It's talking about, okay, have it been a shvashot. He should have said, very simple. Lishon and Leihah. He could have said, this case, simple case. You're right. He could have said a simple case. You know what? I love driving people crazy. What do I got to tell them a simple case? I could tell them, listen here, this is a problem. You can't come up with a case. Let's say you don't know the difference between Paske and Lopaske. You couldn't figure out a case where there's no time to be mild. A minute before Shabbos, I got to explain life to you. Fine, that's all he's saying. It's going to be trade timing card. There was another case. Now, even more than this, Rovin sent a tshuva, which he said, I heard from Rabbi Loi, and I want you to know all of my rabbeim told me they also heard from him. And they said to me, Mishmo, Ezeu Eved Arel Shemutar Lekaimo, where can you be Mekayim and Eved without a Brit Mila, where you initially made a condition with him? Shelekacho Rabo Almenat Shalolamulo. So you took a condition that you're not going to be Balaam in the first place. And here too, the Rabban, we'll talk about this in a minute. Here too, the Rabban come to Rav Papa, and they say, Kiman, must be not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to be Mekayim in Eved without a Mila. To which Rav Papa said, nah, Rabbi Akiva was talking about a case where you didn't initially make a condition in the sale. He's made also that if you are matneh, then you are allowed to keep him without milah. What the heck does this mean? Now you should know that there are those who learn that paske means that you didn't give a time limit to the eved. Suppose you told the eved, I'm going to give you 12 months after this, you're out of here. I'm selling you to the ogre at the end of the block. He eats up on him for breakfast. You can decide what it is that you want. Yum, yum. Okay, fine. So over there, if you're paske, so there you're allowed to. So over there, they're masbir, that the meaning is that until such time, Alibi Rabbi Akiva, basically you have agreed that you don't own him the way you would normally own an Eved outright, because you're saying, I'm not going to be allowed to keep you 12 months. So you're telling him, look, I don't have an option. So I'm not your real owner. So basically, what we're going to do is, you're going to work for me for 12 months, which means that there's a she'ibud on his work. But that means the only case where Rabbi Akiva had time and you can't be Mekayim even for a moment was where there was a Kinyan Aguf. Over there, the guy was Mevater on this Kinyan Aguf. Many learn that that's the pshat in the Tanai. If you make such a Tanai, then what you're telling him is, okay, then I'm going to be buying you only in terms of a lifelong lien to your labor. But you are not owned by me. In which case, I'm not Mechayim to give you a Brit Milah. So you don't want to break me along? Okay, so it's going to be a whole different kind of relationship without Kabbalat Malchut and so on. And you're an indentured sakhir rather than a servant. Fine? So then that would be dependent on a machlokas, how to learn whether this means you can keep him forever like this, which is the mashmot of the Rambam, the Pashtus, or whether that too is only Shema Sarkhadesh. So it's like a dispensation to allow your persuasion of the guy, ultimately, that he should become an Eved Yisrael.
There's no problem, does he have to keep Shabbos? This
an Eved who's a soccer? No, he wasn't Mekabel, he was Beferish, not Mekabel Mitzvah. He can't work for you, that's a different thing. You can't ask an Akum either to work for you.
He's a Sakhir.
Yeah, that's what it's a glorified Sakhir.
So
So the problem making a Tanai against the Torah? I
mean, no, because the Torah was talking about when you're Kain Avonim. That this is a Tanai Shibba Momin.
It's actually not against the Torah.
I couldn't do that, only but Rabbi Akiva.
It's not against the Torah.
That's why it's not against the Torah. Yeah. So Rav Kana said the same thing. I said this over to Rav Zvi Nidar Nardo. He says, you got to be crazy to believe this. How could Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva comes up with this wild case. The only Yinafesh could possibly be on Ben Amatecha that you bought him a minute before Shabbos. I understand, I mean, you could have 100 of these guys around forever, or at least for a year. So he has to come up with this nutty case. He should have just said this. What do you mean? It's very simple. So couldn't he just give him a simple answer? And the Gemara says, yeah, and the Shitatcha. He could anyway have given him a simple answer, which was the Shtemetzrei Chodesh, which we said over there for his Paske. You could do this for 12 months. So obviously, again, Rabbi Akiva was just, it's the same kind of thing you do. You know, all of us do that kind of thing. Somebody asks you a question. I'm going to sit here and explain life to you. Come off it. Wait, you're so stupid, you can't come up with one case. Yeah, he bought him a minute before Shabbos. Obviously, when you think about it, you'll see there's lots of cases. So he's throwing them over. Chad betrayed a lot of time ago. Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi and Rabami and Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, and they're all hanging around over there on that in the hall, you know, where they had the schnapps in front of Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha's hallway. And they were saying over a Maisa, there was a town in Eretz Israel, Yirachat Atab Eretz Israel, they apparently captured this place. None of the Avodim wanted to go through the Brit. They kept trying to work on them for 12 months. None of them wanted to get a Brit, so they ended up selling them back to going. The Tanya, if he refuses to be mal, then you sell them back to a goy. Rabbi Shimon ben Azar Omer, it's all very nice in Chutz Laretz. You can't allow a guy like this around Eretz Yisrael, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because remember that we have a Takana d'Rabbanan that all goyim have a din of zavim. If he's going to still be a zav, I mean, he's going to be metame all the tyrus wherever he goes. We can't have a situation like that where it's you're not supposed to be goyim tuma even lechulin in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're talking about where he's next to the border, well, they can act as a spy. You know, say, that's all we need is to have a guy who refused to be a guy in mitzvahs. You know, yeah, he's carrying his Israeli identity card, but he's doing the work on the shelters at the border. Good God, how dumb can you be? So if it's an iras mukhala svar, ain't mashina tokoi, I don't care where it is. Because Shema Yishma Davar, he's going to overhear people talking about, you know, pilut tzvait, or problems in the shelters, whatever, he's going to go. He's going to go to the other side. That's all we need is spies between us. Tanya, Rabbi Chananya ben Oshram Gamliel, Omer, how come you find so often that Gerim look so miserable and they always have miserable lives, all these awful stories with Gerim? While they were goyim, they weren't Makayim Shavim Mitzvah. So while they were goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a mark, but I'm goyim, we wait anyway for the future to be manish. But once he becomes a Jew, now he's in trouble. Rabbi Yossi says that's crazy. A Ger has no responsibility for anything he did when he was a goy. Gershnit Gayer Kekotan Shinola Dom. He's like a completely new individual who has no relationship to that pest. So he couldn't possibly be miserable because of that. They haven't had a chance to be able to catch up on all of the din of the mitzvahs. So first of all, they're miserable and they make a lot of mistakes. It's because they haven't reached the madrega of asiya mi'ava. They're so used to all of the pitch of the pastors about hellfire and so on. They figure this is the best way to avoid hellfire. Ooh, what kind of craziness is that? So it takes time until they grow up. And meanwhile, of course they're miserable. You ever saw that, you know, American Gothic? They look like from people. They're miserable. Does it do everything in Europe? Others say the reason is took them too long to become Jewish. So here they figured out the shit. You know, it's a whole process. I got to think about it. We got to talk to the wife, whatever. And that once you realize that you should be a Jew, that you're responsible for. On Rabbi Abobi, Ten Rabbi Chanina, where do you see this in Pasuk? Again, from Ruth, which is the makor of all of our dinim. So over there, Boaz says to her, Yishalem Hashem Po'alech, Utehim Haskurter Shleimam Yim Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Bat Lachasot Tachat Kenafav. Asher Bat is the meaning of you came the minute you understood and you ran to be Nichmas Tachat Kenafav. Here we have a whole discussion in Tosfos about the question of how old Ruth was, because if she was a few hundred years old, it doesn't sound like she was in any rush if she was literally Bat Bito Shel Eglon. This is Bat Bito just means, you know, a descendant. It's like Ben Menoshe Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, and after all, I mean, the Pasuk does call her Hanara, so on some level she must have been a Nara, and, you know, we shouldn't think that she took her too long to make it. Omar Rav, my time at the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, dechtiv kol eved ish miknat kesef, eved ish velo eved ish, elo eved ish atamal ba'al kolcho v'yatamal ben ish ba'al kolcho. Rabbanan, Omar Ula, k'shem sh'yatamal ben ish ba'al kolcho, kach yatam kamal eved ish ben ba'al kolcho. So then what do you do with the pasuk? Kol eved ish, omi ba'ilei k'di Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel, ha'mafkir avdo, which means Eved Ish, or Eved Isha, obviously not. Eved Shish L'Rishut Rabo Alav, Koroi Eved. She'en Rishut Rabo Alav, Ein Koroi Eved. Matki Flor of Papa. Eim Odeshamit Luhul Rabbanon B'yifatoar De Lo Shaykh V'mitzvot Ever. So of course she needs Kabbalah. Aval Eved, the Shaykh V'mitzvot, maybe even the Rabbanon Amor, and I'll prove it, Tanya. Echad gerv yechad lokeach eved min ha'akum tzorch lekabel mash. Remember, all lokeach min Yisrael ain't tzorch lekabel. Now, who sheet do you think this is? If it's a criminal lazer, he holds even the afas Torah doesn't need. I'm lokeach min ovik yochavi nami in a tzorch lekabel. El lav rabbanat. And you see the rabbanan are mechalek between shvamina. Dafke min ovik yochavi in tzorch lekabel. Lav lokeach min Yisrael ain't tzorch lekabel. Okay, so if you're so smart, tell us what the explanation is. If Rav Sheshes is wrong, what is the answer? Lokeach echad gerv yechad eved mishuch. That's simple, says Rav Papa. Ki tanya yilinyan tvila tanya. Tana Rabbanan. V'gilcha et rosha v'asta et tziponea. Rabbi Eliezer Amer, what does that mean? V'asta takutz. Rabbi Akiva Amer, tagdil. Om Rabbi Eliezer, look, I mean, it's the contextually, it's clear. Nemra asiyah barosh, what's v'gilcha? Nemra asiyah betziponaim. So v'gilcha is ha'avara, then asiyah is ha'avara. Rabbi Akiva says, on the contrary, it says v'gilcha, which is the asiyah barosh, and it says asiyah betziponaim. So if the rosh was nivu, does it make sense that the year it's going to be to make her pretty? I understand. So malahala nivu, afkan nivu. V'raya, the divi Rabbi Eliezer, it says in the pasuk, "Mipi boshet ben shul yarad lekrat hamelach lo asa raglav lo asa sefamo." So clearly, asa is ha'avara. Tana Rabbanu Rabbachtat Avi Aveti Ma'arach Yamim Rabbi Yezra Amer. This means Avi Avi Ima Mamash, and Ima is Ima Mamash. Rabbi Akiva Amer Avi Avi Ima is a reference to Avodat Kol Chavim. Kino Omer Omrim LaEitz Aviata or LaEven At Yilid Tani. Yerach Yamim, Yerach Shloshim Yom, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar, no, Tishim Yom, Yerach is Shloshim. And then you have Yamim is Shloshim. And then it says, V'achar Ketavo Aleha, which is another Shloshim. Matka Loravina, if that's the case, and Yerach is Shloshim, Yom is Shloshim. Achar Kain, the Kain refers to the same as the above, which is another Shishim. So Kehani, okay, I don't know. Kasha, that's a problem. Tanarabon. Mikaimin avadim she'ina mulim. Divir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, no way. Omar le Rabbi Shmuel, so what do you do with the posik? Vina fish ben amatecha. Omar le, that's a lokeach eved ben ish mashot, and they didn't have time to get him oil, you know? So I always speak, l'mulah katuv medavim. The kuli amam yitzei. Why is it that vina fish ben amatecha has got to be talking about an eved oral, and that's for sure? Where do you see that? My mashma. Detanya. Vina fish ben amatecha, Be'evet Orel HaKatuv Medaberat. Ha'omer Be'evet Orel, maybe it means Kipshuto and Evet Mo'ul. Ah, because the other pasuk says, L'man Yanuach Avdecha Ve'amatecha Komocha. No, so that's the standard Evet Mo'ul. Amani Mekayem Ve'yinafesh Ve'amatecha must be referring to an Evet Orel. And what is the meaning of Hager? Hager, that's a Ger Tosha. Tomer's a Ger Tosha, maybe it means a Ger Tzedek, but it says V'ger Chashe B'sharecha. Hare Ger Tzedek Amur, Amani Mekayem Ve'hager, Zeger Toshav, maybe Yeshua ben Levi, Alokeach Eved, מנהובית כוכבים, ולא רצה למור, מתגלגל עם עד 12 חודש. לעומת חוזר המוח לעובדי כוכבים. אמרו רבנים מנהר פאבה, ג'י, I guess this is the local רבי עקיבא, because according to רבי עקיבא, he says אין מקיים מנהרו. אמר לו, no. אמר לו רבי פאבה, אפילו תאם רבי עקיבא. That's only maybe איך לא פוסקה למילתא. או איך לא פוסקה למילתא פוסקה. אמר רב כהנא, well, אמרית לשמיית, תקמי לרב זווית מן הרדות. And אמר לי, אוכי, כאמר לרבי עקיבא ולוקח עבד בין השמשות, ושני להם, and you could have said this is the case of here, huh? נו, יכולה מתראי תאימי כאמר. שלח רבנו משבן לרבי לא יבחור, רבותיי אמרו לי בשמו, איזהו עבד הרר שמותר לקמו, זה שלא כחו רבו המנת שלא למולו. אמרו רבנו כמדר רב פאפה, כמעט זה לא רבי עקיבא, דיוק רבי עקיבא, הוא אמר, אין מקיימים? אמר לו רב פאפה, לא, פילו תאימה רבי עקיבא. אני מילה יחד לא עתני בעדי, אבל יחד עתני עתני. אומר רב כאן, אמרית לשמעת, כמדר זוויד מן הרדו. ואמר לי, חא, יוכי, כי קורנו לרבי עקיבא בלוקח עבד בין השמשות, ולא הספיק למולו, what a crazy case, לשאלי הו. נו, ולתיימר, לשאלי הך. אלא חי בתשבת לתיימי כאמה. יוטי רבי חנין אמר פאפי, ורב עמי, ורב יצח נפח, כאילו רב יצח נפח ויעטבי וכאמרי, עיר אחת הייתה בארץ ישראל ולא רצו עבדה למול, גילגלו עם האם של 12 חודש וחוזר בחרום לעקום. כמעט כי הייתה לדתן ילקי הרבי מן העקום ולא רצו למול, מגלגל עם 12 חודש, לומר חוזר המוכר לעקום. רבי שמעון בן אלעזר אומר, אין מאשין אותו בארץ ישראל בפני אפסי טהרות, ובעיר הסבוכה וספר, אין מאשין אותו כל עיקר. שם ישמע דבר וילך ויאמר לחברו עקום. תעני רבי חנניה בן אושר רבי גמליאל אומר, בפני מגירים בזמן הזה מעונים ויסורים באים עליהם, מפני שלא קיימו שבע מצוות בני נוח. רבי יוסי אומר, מה פתאום, גרש נתגייר כקטר שלא לדמי, אלא מפני מה מעונים לפי שהם מקיים בדוקי מצוות כישראל. אבא חנן אומר משום רבי אלעזר, לפי שאין עושים מאהבה, אלא מיראה. אחרים אומרים מפני ששאו עצמם להיכנס תחת כנפי השכינה. אומר רבי אבו, ויתם רבי חנין המייקרו, ישלם השם פועלך, ותהי מזכורתך שלמה, ממה שם אלוקי ישראל אשר באת, במהרה, לחסות תחת כנפיו וגומר.